As promised, now we have the interview with Nikki Bauer, who is responsible for fundraising, marketing, and events at Heartland's Baby Sanctuary. So South Africa's first online festival of children's literature was a three-day action-packed event hosted by Heartland's Baby Sanctuary with award-winning authors and festival director Daryl David, all for the love of books. The reason for the festival is to encourage children and youth to read. As without books, knowledge cannot be gained, nor can a child leave the confines of the world around him or her and find a fantasy world out there where there are no boundaries, encouraging creativity and optimism. The festival is aimed at children and adults alike to hear from the authors why and how they write stories, and for parents and teachers as to how they can improve their storytelling skills to further help grow a society of readers. Welcome to the show, Nikki. How are you today?
Hi, Yusha. Thank you so much for having us on today. It is such a privilege to be able to speak to all your audience and wonderful listeners.
Before we talk about the Festival of Children's Literature, can you please tell us about yourself and the work you do at Heartland's Baby Sanctuary?
Right. I am responsible for the fundraising, marketing and events at Heartland's Baby Sanctuary. It can be quite challenging at times, but otherwise a lot of fun, and it also gives us a positive way in which we can look forward and create new ways of doing things, especially on the event side.
What is the aim for Heartland's Baby Sanctuary?
At Heartlands, what we do is we have children from the age between 0 and 6 years old. These are children that have been abandoned, abused, neglected, orphaned, and or are sick. So the children come in with a court order, which is valid for 3 months, and then another court order has to be issued as well. So the work we do is extremely, extremely important. There are very few temporary residential facilities such as ours in the Western Cape. And our social worker has to constantly turn away requests for admissions because we just can't take any more children. At any given time, we do have 25 children. And so in the last 6 years, we've looked after over 300 children.
How did the organization get involved with the Festival of Children's Literature?
The Festival of Children's Literature was actually a combination of Daryl David, the festival director, and myself, Nikki Bauer, a brainchild. Many, many years ago, we worked together and set up the first Midlands Literary Festival. Now, what you look at is around the country, there are lots of literary festivals, but there is no one dedicated to children's literature. So this is how we came about it, because it's a lovely, lovely fit with Heartlands. And it's also so important for us to really emphasize how important storytelling is. Our children love storytelling. So if you don't have those stories, you can never get past your four walls, the confines of the four walls. So we really, really, really want to encourage an ethos of learning.
Can you please tell us more about the festival?
We held the event over 3 days. We originally had planned it to be half hybrid and half physical. Naturally, with all things changing, we had to cancel the physical side. And we were in partnership with UWC, the university. They did all the technical side, which was quite a relief. And then we co-marketed it between us. The festival over the 3 days reached over 1,200 listeners. So we were extremely, extremely happy with that for the first time festival. There were books, there were fiction books, and there were non-fiction books on dinosaurs and all sorts of things. All the authors were lined up. We had 60 authors over the 3 days, and they had about 15-minute slots, and there was sort of a Q&A, and they would talk about their book and how they got there to write and the importance of why they wanted to get certain messages across, either through fairy tales or through art, children's books to be coloured in, CDs, audio. There was such an amazing wide range, and you cannot believe some of the storytellers out there. It really, 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 if we can get storytellers to the children in your hospital, wow, they will blow your mind.
How do you think a festival like this could help improve the love for literature in South Africa?
Yes, and I think when you think about what this festival could do to improve the love for literature in South Africa, with authors doing their storytelling, with them telling people how they got there, why the story evolved, it's fascinating. And that's when the ideas and the seeds of creativity and moving out of the four walls helps a child, no matter what age, and helps them conceptualize things in a very different way. And this is what we need. We're building a nation of entrepreneurs, of people who are creative. And this is so important. And especially on the side from like heartlands where the children have been abandoned or abused, they need to go into a fairy tale world. And this storytelling for them is really, really important, as it is in any child's life.
I like to ask all my guests this, but why do you think literature is important?
It is just so inspiring to hear all these authors. It's just the most wonderful thing to realize how much children's literature is out there. And the word literature can sound extremely dry and extremely boring. It's more about storytelling. It's more about creative. It's more about getting out there. It's more about expressing oneself. And especially with our children here, as I say, they've been orphaned or abandoned or neglected or abused. They really do need a place to find some solace in. And this is where storytelling is so important.
What types of books were on display?
It was a pity we couldn't have any book sales or books on display because of it all being virtual. However, we have encouraged people to contact the authors, contact us if they would like copies of the book, or to obviously look on the Amazons of the world.
How did the festival go overall, especially with regards to COVID-19?
Yeah, I think in a way it was quite a relief that COVID restricted us from doing the part physical thing, because we also would have been rained out the whole weekend. So there is a blessing in everything, and it went extremely well. So certainly from my side, it was a big, big relief that it went so well, because I was very nervous of doing a virtual event.
Is there any message you'd like to give to children listening?
I would just love to encourage all the kids, all the teenagers, everybody who's listening, to please pick up a book and run away with the story. Find your wings and fly away with the creativity. And also these books, like I mentioned, about dinosaurs. These are fantastic books. And also so you can learn about the history. You can learn about so much stuff, whether it's happened in our country or around the world. Don't be shy. Pick up a book. You know what? Set yourself a target. How many books would you like to read in a month or in a week or in less? Just set yourself a target, and you, once you get into it, you'll be so unbelievably hooked.
And lastly, is there anything else you'd like to add to this interview?
Well, thank you so much, Yusha, for having us on. Really, I would like to encourage anybody, if they want to find out more, to contact me at Heartlands. You can send a message via Facebook, it's just Heartlands Baby, or you can email me, which is Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, @heartlandsbaby.org. That'll be wonderful if you would like to get involved with us next year. So I await your calls or your messages. All the very, very best to you all.
Thank you so much for joining us and speaking to us about this wonderful project. I think it's really amazing, and I think it's so great that so many organizations and so many people are trying to improve literature and improve the love for literature in our beautiful country. So yeah, thank you for joining us. I really enjoyed the interview.